So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Shor shenogach arba'a v'chamisha shvarim, zeh achar zeh. If an ox gored several oxen one after the other, and as Rashi adds, u'bekulon hayad tam d'mishtal l'megufay. It remained a tam because it did not gore consecutively. And the tam only pays from the shor hamazik itself. Yishalim la'achron shebehem, the last victim gets paid first. V'myesh bei meiser, yachzal l'shalafanav. And if the damaging ox is worth more than this payment, the excess is given to the previous victim. V'myesh bei meiser, yachzal l'shalifneifanav. And any further excess is given to the first victim. In other words, ba'achron achron nisker divrei meir, the last victim is most assured of reimbursement because he gets paid first. The Gemara explains, k'rebi shmol de'amar bali chavis ninu. Remeir actually holds like Rabbi Shmuel that the Mazik owns the entire ox, and the Nizik is merely a creditor. And although ordinarily Rishon Nisker Mibayale, the first victim should be paid first, and the subsequent victim should lose out, similar to the way old debts are repaid where the earlier lien takes precedence, however, our mission is discussing a case where Shetavsei Nizik Ligvei Semenu, V'nasa Lov K'shem Mesochel Nizakin. Each victim sees the ox as security for payment, and thereby became a shem esachar, a paid guardian for the owner's portion. As Rashi explains, the security of the ox's availability for payment is their compensation as guardian. Consequently, they're responsible for guarding the ox and liable for its subsequent damages. However, the owner, who retains his half of the animal, is not responsible for guarding it since it's not in his possession, and is not liable at all. Therefore, the most recent Shem Esachar pays the entire Chatzi Nezik for the latest damages from his portion. And only Im Yesh Bei Meiser Ben Nizak of Yachzal L'Shalafanav. If these latest damages were less than the previous ones, he retains some of his portion, and so on. However, the Mishnah continues. B'Shimon Omer, Shor Shav Mesayim Shonogach L'Shor Shav Mesayim V'Ein HaNaveh L'Yofa Klum. If an ox worth 200 zuz, gored another ox of equal value, and the carcass is worthless, the first Nezik claims half of the damaging ox as Chatzi Nezik. The Gemara explains, Rebbe Kiva, Da'amar Turi Deshut Fehu. Reb Shimon holds like Rebbe Kiva that the Nezik owns a part of the ox equal to the amount of his Chatzi Nezik. And in this case, he's a 50% partner. Therefore, Chazav Enogach Shar Achar Shavim Asayim. If the ox subsequently gored another ox of equal value, Ha'achar Neitl Mana, the second Nezik receives 100 zuz, half the value of the Shor HaMazik as Chatzi Nezik. V'shalafanav, zenot l'chamishim zuz, v'zenot l'chamishim zuz. And the first Nizik and the original Onu, who are now joint owners, divide the other half of the Shor HaMazik of 100 zuz at 50-50 each. At this point, there are three partners, albeit with different stakes in the Shor HaMazik. The second Nizik has 50%, while the first Nizik and the original owner jointly own the other 50%, or 25% each. Now, Chazav Enogach Shor Achar Shav Masayim, if this repeats itself a third time, Ha'achar Neitel Mana, the last Nezik receives full Chazi Nezik to which he's entitled. V'shalafonav Chamishim Zuz, the previous victim, the second Nezik, receives 50% of the other half, which is 25% of the Shor HaMazik. V'shnayim Harishayim Dinar Zahav, and the first Nezik and the original owner divide the remaining 25%. To summarize, all the victims become partners in the Shor HaMazik and are proportionately liable for subsequent damages. Therefore, the last victim gets paid the full Chatzi Nezik, and the previous victims receive progressively smaller portions. The Gemara now seeks to ascertain another halacha from our Mishnah. Hatakeh lecha veiro noisen lo sela. Behuda oimer mishum Rabbi Yisai Glili, mana. If one hits a person on the ear, or shouts into his ear, it is a machlekes whether he pays a mana, which is 25 sela, or only one sela for the baishas, the humiliation. The Gemara wonders, sela tsuri tanan, a sela medina tanan. Does this refer to a sela tsuri, Tyrian currency, which is worth 4 dinar, or a sela medina, provincial currency, which is only worth a half a dinar? The Gemara cites our Mishnah as proof. Mishnai merishayinim dinar zahav. The Mishnah mentioned only three consecutive damages. Niflik v'nisni atresa v'sela. The Mishnah could have mentioned a fourth damage, and the owner and the first victim would each receive 12 dinar and a sela medina. Clearly, our Mishnah only refers to kesef tzuri, and so it did not want to reference a half a dinar. The Gemara rejoins, Tana kiruchlo listening belezel? The Mishnah had nothing additional to teach by referring to a fourth damage. Otherwise, it might have mentioned sela medina. However, the Gemara cites the principle of Rav. Kol kesef omer b'tayra kesef tzuri, v'shal devreim kesef medina. The Torah refers only to Kesef Tzuri, while Chazal refer to Kesef Medina.